The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Some of those who died during 2018, we'll identify the voices and music for you if you don't recognise anyone at the end of this piece of audio put together by Daniel Cal.
I hadn't a clue about, like, you know, the whole rock and roll thing, and I think that kind of stood to me because then I didn't want to be like any other bands. I'm just going to be Dolores, and it worked, you know, so.
From Cork, and I've got all my family here, my friends here, and for me it's an easy decision. I'm a Cork lad, and if I was going to play for any club in the country, then why wouldn't it be Cork?
No, I've come by aeroplane. And if you must open that mouth of yours, Ron Bailey, you can buy me a drink.
Bye, go, man, it's the same old concept, Harley. Hey, you know what she wants, will you?
Well, I'll have a stout.
Poor country road, winding to a town in County Galway. Poor country roads, leading to the friends I left behind. Poor dusty road. Winding to the time.
The lights. Stop the lights.
Okay, we'll stop the lights.
You know, being recognized wherever you go still surprises me to this day. You know, you travel to Thailand or places like that, like in Thailand, they don't speak English, but they can still say mini me.
Maybe before I started traveling, I thought that the human race as a whole could and would turn on itself at any moment, you know, venal, petty, cruel, arbitrary, and it's true that all of those things exist in this world, but I meet mostly pretty nice people doing the best they can, often under very, very difficult conditions. But I think that on balance, the world is filled with people doing the best they can, you know?
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret. Maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song that summer sings. Maybe the chill that all.
Hi. Oh, God. This is one of those key moments in life when it's possible you can be really genuinely cool, and I'm going to fail just 100%.
I genuinely believe, and I've believed for some time now, that we could be best friends. So what do you think?
East may turn each day into a heaven or a hell.
I mean, there are a lot of classics out there, and I think, I don't necessarily want another basic one, and if so, I already own it. So in order to make it a little more interesting, I think you have to distort it a little and make it, a little more novel and interesting, where you kind of think, I have to have that. I just have to have that. I don't know if I need it, but I have to have it.
She
You've been married 70 years.
71.
71. What has kept love alive?
Humor, and the fact he is, as Jeb says, the world's greatest man. I fell in love with him practically at first sight, but he's just he's a very giving. He's never once said no to me.
How about that?
And I heard him say one day to someone, Barr's so great she never spends too much money. And I'm thinking, yikes, that's an invitation to get out there.
Ox
Oxford, running through three A's against the University, Roger Bannister limbers up for a planned attack on that four-minute mile, never before achieved by man. Up to the finishing line, time 3 minutes, 59.4 seconds, shattering the four-minute mile, the Everest of athletic achievement.
Far from the electric floor, removed from the red meat market, I look for a fire door, an escape from the drums and barking, bereft of all social charms, struck dumb by the hand of fear, I fall into the coroner's arms, same way that I've done for years, I'm trapped in a collapsing...
Every age has a certain moral tone. And no matter how you try to lead your life, you are going to be affected by that moral tone. You don't have any choice. We are heading towards the total eclipse of all values.
What the hell do we want to do with Texas foreign hall beer back here? What is that?
For the good old American life. For the money, for the glory, and for the fun. Mostly for the money.
Hey, brother.
I do not mean to be maudlin or anything, but I have had the best life that anyone I've ever known has ever had. So,
brother, do you still believe in one another?
The question of whether God is bound by the laws of science is a bit like the question, can God make a stone that is so heavy that he cannot lift it? I don't think it is very useful to speculate on what God might or might not be able to do. Rather, we should examine what he actually does with the universe we live in.
Oh, hell yeah. So they're the worst of your problems. You're lucky. I got a bullet in my hip. A girlfriend who's too good for me might realize it any day. A dog who's pushing 80 in human years, and I'm not far behind him. But you don't hear me making a fuss, do you? Know why? Because I focus on what's good about my life. You know what you people should do? Let's tell them, Ronnie.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day,
they're afraid of me because I'm saying it how it is, and they're listening to me, and they have cost me my life. I'm dying because they tried to cut corners and they just didn't listen.
We gave the last word there to Emma McFihuma, who of course was mentioned when we were talking about Vicky Phelan earlier and the cervical cancer scandal. The other people who featured in that montage in order were of course Dolores O'Riordan, footballer Liam Miller, actress Doreen Keogh from Coronation Street and the Royal Family, Big Tom McBride, Bunny Carr, Pete Shelley of the Buzzcocks, Vern Troyer, Anthony Bourdain, Charles Aznavour, Emma Chambers, who was in Notting Hill and The Vicar of Dibley, the designer Kate Spade, Barbara and former President George Bush, Roger Bannister, Scott Hutchinson of Frightened Rabbit, Tom Wolfe, Burt Reynolds, Avicii, John McCain, Stephen Hawking, John Mahoney and Aretha Franklin.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.